Love potions and comically mismatched couples abound in East Norfolk Operatic Society's latest offering.
My name is John Wellington Wells. I'm a dealer in magic and spells, in blessings and curses and ever-filled purses, in prophecies, witches and knells. If you want a proud foe to meet tracks, if you'd melt every jungle in wax, you've got to look in on our resident gin number 70 Simmeriac.
That's easy for you to say. Gilbert and Sullivan's The Sorcerer opens next Wednesday. It's directed by Keith Sweatman. He joins me in the studio. Oh, I tell you, this is going to be raucous. They're going to be unmanageable today. Along with musical director Ross Sweatman and chairman of the society, Margaret Collingwood. Hello, everybody.
Hey!
Good to see you, shy, retiring things
you
that
know
you
us
are.
So well.
I know, darlings. How long has it been since you were last in here? It's about 6 months, isn't it?
Yes, it was when we were first promoting the show.
Oh, that's
and we
it,
were
it?
Looking for members.
How did that go? Was that all right?
Yes, we've got a reasonable sized cast. Yes.
Uh-huh. When you
that
say reasonable,
successful. Reasonable, that was successful.
Reasonable size.
Oh, it's a good size because it has to fit on the madder market. So
right.
Anything too big and you end up, you know, climbing the woodwork.
Sitting on the laps of the front row.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how's life at the society in general at the moment?
Very good at the moment.
It's good?
Absolutely lovely. We're all on the up show next week.
Yeah.
You just really do seem in high spirits and happy about everything at the moment.
We are.
Must be
we
great.
Can't help it. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good show.
It's
good
always
cast.
A good feeling when you're about to go into a theatre and start to, you know, we get in all at the weekend to start putting the scenery up.
We've had our first orchestral rehearsal.
And that was amazing.
Wasn't
it? It was amazing.
Lovely.
Tell me about the orchestral arrangements then.
We've got an 8-piece band.
Whoa, that's good. That's good.
Is an 8-piece band, and so we've got a bit of brass and a bit of strings and a bit of woodwind and timpani, which go boom, boom, boom. And it's all very exciting.
How's it going?
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Very exciting.
Because what I like about Gilbert and Sullivan is just how whimsical the music can be at
it
times.
It is, but it's also very lyrical. There's some really lovely harmonies, you know, much more complicated harmony work than people ever think. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the story then.
Good luck with that.
A brief synopsis. Yeah.
It's about a young couple just becoming betrothed, and the young man decides he wants the whole village to share in his happiness. Mm-hmm.
But not with his fiancée.
No. Good Lord.
But to that end, he has found a sorcerer in London who's come up, and he has a love potion, which they're going to dose everybody's tea with.
Oh,
so everyone will fall in love with the first person they meet.
Oh, but I was just wondering if it's a love potion. Was it something you put in your tea or something you rub on?
Excuse me. No, you put it in your tea. Put in the tea by the vicar, no less.
No way!
Yeah.
There's more tea, vicar.
More tea.
Indeed.
Dreadful. And does it work? What happens?
Yes.
Always?
Yeah. Assorted mismatched couples. And at the end, it all really falls apart when the young man who hasn't taken the potion himself demands that his fiancée does, and she falls in love with the vicar.
Wrong person, yeah.
And definitely more tea vicar.
Yeah.
And so the only way out of it is to decide whether he or the sorcerer should die.
But we won't give away the end.
No.
And that's when the show ends at the final blow.
I'm just thinking, young couples.
Yeah.
The ones that, you know, when you see them around, they won't leave each other alone.
Exactly.
Bus stops.
Yeah.
Shops.
Put it down. Madder market stages.
Leave him alone or I'll bang your head.
You wait till the show.
I'll bang your heads together and then put him down.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Is there?
Lots of that.
Are there any sort of embarrassing moments?
No, it's a family show. We would like you to bring your children.
No, I don't mean sort of, you know.
Oh, not those sort of
naughty wobbly things. I'm not talking about those.
No, we don't have those.
I'm talking about any sort of kissing, any sort of close and personal stuff going on.
Actually, funnily enough, not in this one, really. Mm-hmm. Other ones there have been, but this one there's not so many. Mikado has lots of kissing. But, no, there's not too much kissing, but there's lots of couples dancing. We have lots of dancing.
How's the rehearsals been going for this?
They've gone extremely well. I've been very, very pleased with rehearsals. Margaret's been great doing the choreography for the show. And we have really got a good cast, and they have responded excellently
And we've got newcomers to the cast. Yes, as well, to the lineup of principals.
Will they be listening now, the newcomers? Who
are they? I hope
so. Probably resting, darling.
Get my laptop and listen again.
You've been listening to one of our principals.
No, that's absolutely splendid to have two really talented new people, Jen and Rowan, and they've just walked in and they've just been fantastic. We must mention, darling, our wonderful Martin Milnes, who's coming to play the tenor lead. Martin is a professional. He's worked with us before, coming up from London, and he's an absolute joy.
We were actually very sad at the beginning of the year because the tenor that we had cast from within the society suddenly announced that due to family commitments he couldn't get out of. He just wasn't going to be able to do it. And that sort of put a rather dark cloud over the whole thing for a while. But then we contacted Martin, who had been up with us to do Princess Ida. And wonderfully, he just said, yep, I've got a window. I can put you
really?
In.
Really?
Yep. That's fantastic. So he's coming up next Monday.
And hasn't he got like an incredible range?
An amazing range. He does a show on the Fringe called The Falsetto, and he is extraordinary.
Well, I did get a sneak peek of one of his performances.
Were you amazed?
And I thought it'd been like someone had dubbed the sound onto different pictures.
Yeah.
I thought, how does anyone do that?
It's incredible.
Without get that high, without a pair of pliers.
No,
I know. No visible things were used in the making.
Indeed. No, he's extraordinary.
Well, I know. And it is extraordinary because it doesn't sound like a countertenor or a man singing falsetto, actually. It sounds like a true soprano sound.
And it goes right through the range.
Yeah, I know.
And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't break halfway between tenor and soprano. It just carries on going down.
That's right. His tenor voice is a true tenor voice, and that's what's lovely. So he and Rachel make a wonderful couple together.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, Rachel needs to watch out because if he goes into soprano,
he does threaten.
He does threaten it.
That's something you don't want that on your wedding night.
No. No, indeed.
Oh, darling, what's happened?
Let's not go there. I'll get
it just happened.
His versatility is his maiden name.
So you're going to be at the Mademarket Theatre. I can't believe we're looking at May.
Tomorrow. I know. Crazy, isn't it?
1st of May. Because I've said time and time again, I'm just not going to take my Christmas tree down. I'm just going to put a sheet over it. In January.
Yep.
And take the sheet off in November.
I know.
Oh, no, Christmas starts in October, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, October then. You're quite right.
We're on from the 6th to the 9th.
Yes.
We have a matinee on the Saturday, which is lovely. And I do happen to have with me the telephone number of the bookie.
I was going to test you, and you beat me to it. What's the telephone number?
01603-620-917.
Brilliant. And Keith, at what stage are you able to relax? Can you go and sit around the front and watch it happening, or do you stay at the back of the stage and worry?
It's one of the difficult ones. I don't know. Gilbert used to walk, for the first night of the show when he produced, he went out the theatre and didn't come back until the end of the show. And they were always a raving success anyway.
So you just go out of the theatre, drink heavily for a couple of hours, and
walk around the city. I don't know. I must
not backstage, though. No. I think directors backstage are a very bad idea.
No,
they used to tell me to get out very firmly.
Midday?
Oh, yes.
Midday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would always come up. I've just had an idea.
Yeah, go away, Margaret.
That said, because I used to floor manage, because I used to work with your brother, didn't I, Keith?
Yeah.
In BBC television. And I used to floor manage sometimes, and I would throw people out.
Why?
There was one director in particular.
You would throw Clive out, didn't you?
No, I wouldn't. Because Clive is about 3 feet taller than me. Very difficult to boss around.
He's also magic now because he's Wellington Wells.
He's the sorcerer.
Is he?
Yeah.
He kept that quiet.
I know. So, yeah, you have to be nice to him now or he'll
turn him into a guinea pig or something terrible.
I'm just wondering, what do I want to be turned into? That's another discussion for another show, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Perhaps you have a phone in.
Yes, listeners, what would you want to be turned into?
Yeah, it depends what everyone else is going to be turned into, doesn't it, really, to be honest. Anyway, moving on. Thanks very much for coming in. Keith, always good to see you. Congratulations. And Ross, and thanks very much. And of course, Margaret, always good to have you in.
Thank you.
Mad things that you are.
Thank you very much.
You've got a website we can go to and have a look as well.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. www.enosoc, E-N-O-S-O-C.
Go.uk.
AC.
And come and buy the spare tickets.
University of Enos.
Few spare tickets. Buy them. Hurry while stocks last.
Please do.
See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.